The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we're back for the second hour. Your guest host, Mark Anderson, filling in for John Stattmiller here on the National Intel Report, 6th of August, 2020. And we're into the second hour with our guests, Mickey Pelletta and Steve Conklin, representing Mortgage Defense Systems, fighting this octopus, the great mortgage racket, the great banking fraud, riddled with fraud right to the core, as we've learned. And you were making some great points. We're going to get to two callers in just a moment. But a quick question, Mickey, to amplify what Steve was saying. Wasn't Roscoe Pound the other legal scholar, I hate to say that, or legal eagle, legal subversive is probably the best way of talking about Roscoe Pound. Wasn't he another one that also turned jurisprudence on its head, excuse me, in a very similar fashion?
Mark, he most certainly was, and he headed up the law school at Harvard for at least 18 years, and he actually trained Supreme Court justices and lawyers all over the United States.
He was
this has been a conspiracy, Mark. This is a conspiracy of the American bar. And what we have to understand, that the American bar is a member of the United Nations. And we all know what the United Nations is about.
Well, it's not about the Constitution. The UN The UN Constitution is actually fashioned on the principles of the Soviet Constitution. But we do have a couple callers. Let's get to them in the order received. Sherry from Kansas.
Yeah, hi, Sherry.
Hello, gentlemen. I don't have a mortgage problem
right now.
Where are
you calling from?
I'm
calling
from Kansas.
Okay.
The statement about the bank collecting the default insurance,
the insurance
before the first payment paid. No legitimate insurance company would keep doing that. So that kind of sounds like a money laundering operation to me.
Well, let me put it like this. You know, that my friend that actually had that job told me that the actual bank owns the insurance company. So that's how it works. Yeah, it's that the entire system is fraud, and where it stops is when the American people decide that we had enough of this and we're not going to take it anymore. And I hear people watching Fox News and CNN, and they all say, well, this is the right news, and their news is wrong. And the bottom line is, they're all the same. Not one of them now is discussing the real issue. And what the issue is, that, you know, that what I want to know is, why is the American government in debt of $215 trillion, and why isn't the Federal Reserve in debt one penny? Figure that one out, guys. That's the problem. And our news media, and there is a Hannity that's worth $40 million, and he never mentions the debt. Not one time have I ever heard him mention the debt. And the debt is the part, just like Jefferson said, just like Lincoln said, Jackson, the debt is going to be the system that's going to destroy our country here, right? It's not going to be from foreign tanks going up and down our streets. It's going to be from traitors that right here, and the traitors are the people that own and operate the Federal Reserve. And keep in mind that 60 to 70% of your elected officials, they're either bankers or lawyers, and they take their orders from the true rulers of the United States. And that's not Trump by any stretch of the imagination. It is the Federal Reserve, and they're protected by the American bar. Guys, we got to wake up. That's the enemy. And still we elect the same people and send them into the House 18 to 20 years. And we sit back and we wonder why things are always the same.
Anything to add, Sherry?
That was just my observation, so that's all I had. I'll let the next caller come. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you for calling.
Very, very much for the call, Sherry.
Okay, now Jeff from Colorado, in the order received.
Hello?
Hello there, Jeff.
Yeah, hello, Jeff. Hi.
Boy, I can barely hear you. Let me turn this fan off. I ran across an article, I think it was on Republic Broadcasting or whatreallyhappened.com a few years ago about a homeowner somewhere that took out a mortgage and he was foreclosed on for non-payment, but he went to court and he presided in his case by getting the bank to admit that they never risked anything. He actually got a statement from the bank that they never risked anything.
There you go.
Well, Jeff, with all due respects, I've heard a lot of those stories, and what I've always asked is, please get me the letter from that bank, because I really want to see it. It's like this. About a year ago, that I've won two of foreclosures where the people got their houses back. They actually moved in. All Phelan did is went out and created some fraudulent notes, went back into court, got a different judge, and believe me, the marshals and the sheriffs went in with guns and threw them out of the house within maybe a couple months. So I want to see things like that. I'm out of the old state. I want to see it. I want to see it and see what they've done. Yeah, but I'm happy for that guy. But, guys, what it comes down to that we need your help, and we need you to go around to your friends and relatives and neighbors there and tell them if we want to stop this banking fraud and this foreclosure. And more so than that, that the total debt, that's the problem that's going to take our country down. It's the debt. You cannot create money that doesn't exist and collect and demand more payment than what they actually created. So how do you get out of debt? That you don't. You have to go deeper and deeper into debt, but just to pay the interest for borrowing money last month, and then you got to borrow some more money next week to pay this week's rate, and it never ends. And that's why the debt constantly climbs. That I can remember that the debt being 4.5. Yeah, then it went up to 9. Yeah, then it went up to 13.5 and 18. And we all now know what it is. 23. Come on, guys. Let's wake up. Stop electing these criminals and sending them to court. They're all lawyers. They're judges. Throw them out.
Well, yeah, the only thing about that is if you vote, you only have two options. So you vote for the lesser of two evils, you know? You know they're all crooks. But
well,
what's your option?
Yeah, why is that? Now, that is because of the American bar, and the American people got to get some balls and start going after these guys and put an end to them. That why is that Graham guy that used to be the prosecutor and a judge, why is he still in the Senate when all you got to do is listen to him talk? He's not going against the Federal Reserve. He's not exposing the fraud. So that's the answer, guys. We have to go around and start doing meetings in our house with your friends, your relatives, your neighbors. And we have to teach these guys what is really going on.
Yeah, that's easier said than done, though, because
well, then guess
most
what?
Everybody I know is, you know, they're comfortable with where they're at. They're keeping up with their so-called debt, you know.
Well,
and they,
yeah,
they
well, what
think
I
that
ask
eventually,
you then, are they really worth it? Then, do they really deserve to be free? Do they deserve to have the luxuries of the greatest country in the world? I say no. And one of these times when it hits the fan, then they're going to be begging, you know, for people's help. And guess what? I'm going to be all tired out by that time. It's their
okay.
fight. It's not my fight. It's their fight. Wake up and, you know, take it.
Children,
yeah.
grandchildren, you know, what will be left? Yeah. Nothing. They
it's hard
us
to
into
get people to listen, though, if they're... It's hard to get people to listen to what's going on if they're getting by, you know? If they uh-huh. think they're playing the game they're supposed to, you know?
So true, so true.
I agree with you 1,000%. Now, keep in mind, now, I've had meetings at my house for many, many years. I had a group like Anderson knows. I've had groups, I'm saying now, in at least 40 different states where I used to go around and give talks. And I'm very, very familiar with that. But that doesn't mean that we quit. That doesn't mean that we, you know, hide. Now, what it means is that we sharpen our skills and sharpen our knife and get better at this. And that's what we have to do, that we have to put our heads together, like Steve and I, that we're working out on this massive complaint that, believe me, it should cause the banking system a lot of hassle. They're being exposed for the fraud that they really are. And what we got to understand, you got to watch Fox and the CNN News. They're both paid by the same guys, and they're all on the same ship. And I don't understand, why is Hannity worth $40 million? And you know, he never exposed or talks about the Federal Reserve at all. That Ingram lady that comes on right after him. A guy, I call her up on the phone and said, I want to hear about the Federal Reserve. You know what that she did, Laura? Yeah, she hung up on him and said, I don't discuss the Federal Reserve. Click. That's the thing that we're doing. Yeah, it's like this, Jeff. Did you ever go down and go in and sit down with the newspaper publisher, right, and explain the Federal Reserve? and you ought to see what they do. They run so fast to open up that door to escort you out of that. How do I know this? Because I ran for a United States House, and I went down to the York Dispatch, and I was down at the York. Yeah, Steve, I'm here.
Hello?
Steve, we can hear you, but let Mickey talk for now.
Yeah. What I'm saying is this. I went down to the York Dispatch, and it was the candidate night where they sit you around and they ask you, what are your views on this, and this? And the board from the York Dispatch, they come up to my house, and I did a seminar class on them. I gave them the Federal Reserve literature and the sections of my book. And the next day, when I gave them a call to find out what they thought, I was told by the secretary that the editor and his assistant editor were both let go that morning. And I said, do you know why? And her answer was, yeah, because they decided to write your Federal Reserve story and put it all over the front page of the York Dispatch. That's what they're doing.
Mickey, let me interject. Did that story run before they got fired?
No. No.
Oh, it never even got a chance?
There's another case, Mark, that you know about. You know, that's the Cremone case from Sharon, right? That girl?
Rebecca, yes.
Yeah, I went in with the Sharon Herald, a publisher, and I went in with my book and all my Federal Reserve literature, and she says, yeah, Mickey, that's really interesting. But you know what she said? I can't write the story because they came down on me, and I was told not to run that story. Our whole system, guys, is based upon a free press. So how is the people supposed to understand what is truly going on when the American bar controls the newspapers and prevents the truth from hitting us? So how are we ever supposed to learn? They don't want us to learn. They want to make us slaves, and they're well doing it.
Hence the value of RBN and other well-vetted alternative media. Thanks for the call, Jeff, and we appreciate your comments and information. It's all very, very helpful. If you'd like to leave your contact information with the station, please feel free to do so. If you've already hung up, call back and do so. But Mickey and what he's doing, he likes to know how to get a hold of anyone who's interested in assisting. So please consider that. No obligation, of course, but please consider that. There was another caller, but I understand that call dropped or otherwise is not available. So, Mickey, quite a bit of interest here tonight, and hopefully you'll be able to include that, including the caller from Las Vegas, into what you're doing. So, you there, Mickey?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, I'm just waiting. Is it break time? I haven't heard.
We got about 1 minute. But yeah, this is all very, very revealing. Again, in the debt slavery system we're in, where all money is created as debt, therefore there's no way to get out of debt when it's created that way. And this ripples through the system. It tends to harness and leverage and place wealth in as few a hands as possible. And wealth is very intensified in those few hands. And with that, they buy the press and they buy their way into Congress. And most members of Congress that are useful to the system, whether they're lawyers or not, tend to stay there very, very long periods of time. You can't vote them out. Look at Orrin Hatch. Look at Chuck Schumer. Look at Lindsey Graham, who I believe you were talking about a few minutes ago. You can't vote these guys out. Their seats are well purchased. We'll be back with more after this.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Your host, Mark Anderson, filling in for John Stattmiller tonight on the 6th of August, 2020. And we've been talking about the mega banking racket. And my guests today, both hours, Mickey Paletta and Steve Conklin with Mortgage Defense Systems. Mickey's been teaching this stuff, coaching people about how to keep their homes or go after them when they've lost them for the better part of 40 years. And Mickey, privately later, I'll give you a couple more phone numbers that I've received from listeners.
Okay, thanks.
So we've got three phone numbers, including the gentleman from Nevada so far tonight. Naturally,
okay,
I won't
great.
Talk about this on the air. But yeah, so we're looking at what really happens, aren't we? The brass tacks of when you live in a debt-based, debt slavery system. It manifests itself in many ways. The Sharon Herald, bought and paid for. The other newspaper when you were a congressional candidate, Mickey, bought and paid for. Editors dumped over as if they were made to walk the plank on a pirate ship when they wouldn't toe the line to protect the Fed. So we see that when the occasional lawyer, the occasional reporter tries to do the right thing, they are yesterday's news in a big hurry, and chances are they won't work ever again. And so this is a ruthless system that seeks to protect itself. The octopus doesn't like to be javelined, you might say, like Moby Dick when they threw the big spear into the side of Moby Dick. The big beast doesn't like that. Captain Ahab is something it fears. And you're Captain Ahab at sea, Mickey, and you're going through rough waters and you're trying to spear this thing. And you've been trying to bring it in for a long time. It's a colorful metaphor, but it fits. And so, but I think, as you say, the more hands, the lighter the load. You need a collective effort. We're in the short segment before the bottom of the hour. But, and we do have another caller. We'll bring that caller on right after the bottom of the hour so there's more time. But, Mickey, it is an uphill battle, but it looks like we're generating quite a bit of interest just tonight. So maybe this collective effort of yours will take on a little more strength here even today. So,
Mark, if it doesn't work, then I care not think of what's going to happen. You know, not only to us, but the greatest country in the history of the world is on the verge of a collapse.
Yeah, it's interesting to note, too, that the COVID thing, annoying completely, totally annoying though it is, and worrisome in a number of ways. Again, there's a flip side to it. It's also provided opportunities. It's gotten kids out of those public schools so they can clear their heads a little bit, those public schools being another part of the propaganda along with the media. And it's not all bad. There's some dynamics here that we can turn in our favor. But the main point is this pernicious banking racket, this fraud-based system. This is the real virus, and it's been with us hundreds of years. What is COVID-19 compared to this? Maybe more deceptive in the immediate sense, but this dwarfs COVID-19 in both scope and content. Your thoughts?
Well, you're absolutely right there. But what I would like to state, Mark, you and I have known each other for what, maybe 12 years, 15 years or so?
Yeah, about 12, 13, yep.
Yeah, and you've been at my house, and you stayed there, and you help us write some articles, and you do a marvelous job. But what I want to say to you, that I never, you know, gave you the praise that you really were. People out there, where would we be without Mark Anderson being on these calls and taking out his time? And I know him. He studies and he studies. And when he writes something, it is excellent, and he does a marvelous job. So I wanted to thank you, Mark, on behalf of the people that really don't know what that you're doing, that you're doing a great job.
Well, thanks, Mickey. It's important that journalists, and it's really frustrating to see this, it's important that journalists look beyond just publishing a story, getting paid, and, you know, going to the ball game. This is about the future of the country itself. It's not just about getting some good copy in the next day's paper. You know, and it's not just about backbiting and party rivalry and partisanship. This is much more fundamental, and that's what's lost in journalism, is the fundamentals. The fundamentals about the country, the fundamentals about journalism, they don't understand what they're capable of if they were to arm themselves with the truth. And if they have to start their own publications, because the mainstream, the mass media cartel is what it really is unfortunately pretty much beyond hope. There's really nothing that a so-called mainstream outlet, be it broadcast or print, there's really nothing that any of them are going to do to turn this around. They're too far gone. They're too bought and paid for. And that's the sad truth.
Well, Mark, you're absolutely right, which is why that Steve and I are now taking the position that the only thing left is we have to start teaching these people how to go in the court and look
yes.
that judge in the face and say, you can't do that. Because what these guys do, they violate the law. They throw us out of our home.
Exactly, Mickey. Hey, Mickey, the music's there. We will be right back. Continue that thought. We got another caller. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Hey, welcome back. The final half hour of the National Intel Report. Your guest host, Mark Anderson, filling in for John Stadtmiller. We have a little less than a half hour to go here on the 6th of August, 2020. A quick note, I have a supply of books, Alice and the Money Tree, a small hardcover book in rhyme and verse, Alice in Wonderland style illustrations. It teaches kids, homeschoolers, curious adults, really anybody, how the money tricksters trick us, how the money racket works in a fun way. It's a fun read. It's a small hardcover. You can order them from me, truthhound2@yahoo.com, or contact me through the station. One for $10, two for $15, three for $20, and even better deals after that. One for $10, two for $15, three for $20. Alice in the Money Tree. A great and very quaint and enjoyable way to learn about the banking racket and the money tricksters. Alice and the Money Tree. Check it out. Written by J.W. Briggs, a UK author, a very fine gentleman in his own right. He's been a guest on my Stop the Presses show on RBN, which runs Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central. Anyway, my guest today with Mortgage Defense Systems, Mickey Paletta and Steve Conklin. We're into the final half hour, guys. Have you got any other comments? Mickey, you were kind of cut off there. You might want to finish your train of thought if you so choose. Then we do have another caller.
Well, that's fine. But what I would like to do, Steve and I discussed this, that Mark, now all those people that have called off tonight and they left their names and addresses, I would give me those, and what we're going to do, we're going to mail them a copy of my first book that explains the banking system absolutely free at our cost, and we will send it to them at the address that they have supplied, and that would be the first step in getting that you guys to understand what we want to teach, and then we could take it on, and you share the book that with your friends. And what we got to start doing is having meetings where we can explain debits, assets, credits, demand deposits accounts. People have to understand this when they go into court. So that's what I'm going to do, Mark.
Yes. Also, do you have copies right now readily available of Universal Bankruptcy and Economic Bondage, a book that you wrote?
Well, wait a minute. You know, you were involved in that book, too. Now, don't think you're getting off the hook.
Well, I was just going to say that you wrote and I edited.
Okay.
I don't know if you have any copies of that handy. I'm just curious. Do you have any in your possession right now?
I got 50, Mark. I just bought 50 more.
Okay. That's another book that we'll mention besides Alice and the Money Tree, Universal Bankruptcy and Economic Bondage. Are they hardcover or are they the paperback, Mickey?
These are the paperback. You know, the person that I was getting a hardback, I was in New York, and what he did is just one day took a fit, right? And he doubled the prices. He wanted the $30 a book.
Okay, but just suffice to say that anyone that wants a copy of that book can get a hold of Mickey. 717-979-3061. He doesn't mind me saying his number. 717-979-3061 to get direct copies of that important book. Now, let's get to the callers. Time flies on radio in the order received.
Okay.
Daryl from North Carolina.
Hi, Daryl.
Hello, Mark.
Hey there, Daryl.
Mark, reach yes. around and pat yourself on the back. You are a great host.
Well, thank you.
You really are.
Yeah, I'll say that.
And the last caller who called in, that was some powerful information. What he said needs to go viral. And if you could have him as a guest, I'm telling you what, he laid out. I mean, he really laid out the Federal Reserve stuff. And I just wanted to call you to let you know that was an awesome caller, and you are an excellent host.
Well, great, Daryl. Do you have anything to add? I appreciate that.
I've been following financials for a year. I know everything's all screwed up and everything, but I can't put it as eloquently as the last guy did. That dude nailed it.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I appreciate that. At any rate... Yeah, North Carolina, Mickey, where Daryl's from, is that a judicial or non-judicial state? Do you know offhand?
I think it's non-judicial, and they have a screwed-up system of foreclosing on homes. And I went there, and I worked with the guy, and I actually stayed there for almost a month where this guy was taught. And he went into court with me. And, Mark, we stopped the foreclosure sale. Then they went in and filed an appeal. But we went in to the appeal court, and I was warned that the judge was going to have me arrested and thrown in jail. And I stayed out of there. I listened to my friends, and the first words out of the judge's mouth were, was Mickey Pelletta said in here, they had 13 sheriffs in there, and what their plans was to arrest me and get me inside the elevator, and I would be charged with attacking the 13 cops and sent to jail. So North Carolina is a very, very evil state where they are foreclosed and where the other code is. I think it's 16D21 or something like that, where they don't even need the notes to foreclose. All they got to do is to go in there, and the lawyer says that I know that he owes the money, that he owes the debt. Throw him out. That's it. He's done. That's not the way it's done. And those people down there are so scared of the police and of the legal field that they have put up with it.
Real quick, Mickey.
Holy cow.
Oh,
holy
Darryl,
cow,
you're still
really?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's just sheriffs all over the United States are not really following the constitutional law. There was a lot of stuff going on where New York is actually using sheriffs to just enforce laws and stuff. I thought these guys were supposed to be constitutional guys, but we're finding out who really is who, right?
Yeah, let me break this down that more. I live in Pennsylvania, okay? And I'm sure this has happened to Steve many, many times. I'm going to mention the guy's name, the Gokenhauer case. I went into court now with the lawyer that I was working for, and we were winning that case. And the judge got up from the bench and said to the lawyer, please go in my office. We're going to have a little talk. When that guy came out of there, he was like a little lamb. Now, and that night that he gave me a call at home, and he was almost in tears. And what he said is, Mickey, I got that call. The American bar threatened me that would take my license, so I have to drop this case. And I was told never, never to associate with you again. The next day, that lawyer moved his law office to
Michigan.
Detroit. To Michigan. Detroit. Now, this is what they do. Now, I wanted to explain this too, in that Gokenhauer case. I called up the sheriff. You know what I said to him? I said, officer, what I don't understand, that Gokenhauer produced our promissory note that we had it examined, and it was fraud. The examination came back and said that the copy was not his, that wasn't his signature, and how can you foreclose and take this man's house? That when we proved that Phelan once again used forged and fraud notes. This is exactly what the sheriff said to me on the phone. Right, I had witnesses there. He said, Mr. Paletta, I make my own decisions. Right? And I do what the debt collectors say to these. And if they tell me to sell the place, that's what I'm going to do. I don't listen to the judges. I listened to the debt collectors. They own the property. That's what we've been saying all night. So
yeah,
how
that's scary.
Are you going to
we
go
have
back
no representation at all then.
Well, yeah, but the only thing, sir, that we have to unite and we have to join hands and form groups. And let's start going after this sheriff. And when it came up for election, and I thought I had maybe 100 votes to vote him out, and that wasn't even enough to scratch the surface. He won hands down, and he's back in doing the same thing. And keep in mind that those sheriffs make it very, very clear. All you got to do is read the newspapers. The sheriffs are making money on every foreclosure that they allow.
Okay, so how do we overcome this then?
Well, you're going to have to get involved with us, start forming groups, start doing meetings, and I'll come down and we will work with everybody, and we're going to do the schools, and we're going to teach this on Zoom, where you actually could see the documents that we are going to prepare. That's the only way. Short of
and file in numbers.
That's right.
Yeah.
A file in numbers.
Let's just hope we have time to do this, because it just seems like everything's progressing.
Well, then guess what? If you don't have time,
us.
Yeah, then it's over. Then right?
I think he meant time to get this done before everything collapses and it's too late. Is what he's saying.
Yeah, well, I know.
Right.
Well, but what are we going to do? So you know what that means, Steve, is that we have to start working harder now than we did last week. And harder tomorrow than we did now. That's the only way that we stand a chance. Yeah, when 60% of your House members and your senators are either the bankers or lawyers, where they all take an oath to defend and protect the banking fraud, and we go in and vote them in time after time. Yeah, and then we wonder, why are we always going into deeper and deeper debt? Come on, people, it's not hard to figure out. Wake up, smell the air.
Mickey, we have a couple of questions. Daryl,
all right, thank you, Mark. You're an awesome host, Mark. Thank you again.
Thank you, Daryl. Yeah, just to keep things moving, time flies on radio. Let's try and get, we got two more. Ken from New York, I hope you're still with us.
Yes, I am. This is a great show. It's the sort of thing that I'm interested in.
Great.
Mickey, so New York is a judicial state, is that correct?
Yeah, it's corrupt. Very, very corrupt. So what I'm telling you is write to us. I'll send you my book. I'll give you my number, and I will work with you on the phone myself and just keep in touch. And because it's getting late now, and there's another guy on the call, so I want to get everybody on before we leave. Yeah,
sure.
Thanks for the call. Please call me. You got my number, right?
Yeah, I can get it off the when I download the show. I'll just download
it. Okay, that's fine.
Listen. You don't have to.
Yeah, but get a hold of me, Ken, please, okay?
Did he have any questions?
Yes, the question is, what is your opinion about using the technique of fraud in the HUD 1 settlement to short-circuit the rest of your mortgage? In the HUD 1 settlement, like a document prep fee, which I understand...
Yeah, yeah.
An appellate judge ruled that it's illegal. He said it was foolish. He said the mortgage is all paperwork, and I have a fee in there, $200 fee, and there's another one that just says other for $400. And as I understand it, when you multiply that out over a period of 30 years, I got a fixed 30. I had a Sunny Mae mortgage, which I never wanted to refinance because I didn't understand. I knew there could be shenanigans if I refinanced, and I thought I had some protection by keeping it as an original mortgage from New York
State.
Well,
when you deal with the bank, Ken, you have no protection at all. Believe me, none. Right, and that the Fannie Mae form that you are referencing, I'm pretty sure that is paragraph 102, is it not?
I'm not familiar with, I don't have everything at my fingertips right now, and I haven't looked at this for a while, the individual rules.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's rule 102, and it's there on there, and what it says is that they gave you a loan of new money. There's no new money, right? The only money that was given... That was the value of these guys is still in your promissory note, that converting that into money, and they're going to lend you the same money that you gave them. But the difference is that they're going to they get 400% of interest to offer you.
Right, right.
That's
well,
the difference.
I am not behind on my mortgage, and I'm halfway through it. I would not be able to recover all of the money that I paid into the mortgage over the last, 18 years. But I still have enough to pay on it. It's mostly on the principal now. So the question is if I could the idea is actually not to go to court, but to bring the servicer who's responsible for it now to the table. And I think rather than cough up money or run the risk of having a jury make a decision, they might just end up giving me the house. It would be cheaper for them.
Yeah, I'm going to let Steve answer that. He's been involved in this for many, many years, too. Steve, how would you answer that?
Well, I don't know that they would just settle with you. As an individual, though, I've seen them, you know, actually spend a lot of money, far more than what the house is worth, just to shut somebody down instead of opening up a can of worms for them, you know, where they settle here and they pay out, and then somebody else comes along and, you know, individually. So I don't know that they would just settle with you. I just don't see that.
The servicer is in Florida. They've always been in Florida for some reason. First it was Everbank, and now it's TIAA.
Yeah, it's my advice. Now, I'm not cutting you off, but listen to me.
Okay.
Yeah, get my book and start to study my book and learn exactly what it says. Yeah, then I believe that you're going to understand a lot more as far as what is going on.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, my advice, listen close. As long as you're paying and that you're on time, don't pull any shenanigans that you don't understand because you're going to lose.
And the
name of the game is study and get an education and don't be making any steps that you do not understand that you're going to get hurt because this system is evil. They're nothing but a pack of liars, thieves, and crooks. So watch your step there. Don't do anything unless you thoroughly understand. Okay?
Absolutely. All right,
okay,
good night. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for the call, Ken. I appreciate it, out of New York. And Mickey, time's running tight here, but Richard from Alabama, if he's still with us, we'll have to keep it a little bit brief.
Yeah. Will your strategy work on any other kind of debt other than mortgage?
Like what debt? A credit card?
Like
card
credit
debt?
Cards or something?
Just tell me what other kind of debt would it work on?
I have to know exactly what it's about because there's many, many different. Now, just let me put it like this. In our old group, Citizens Reform Center, when I broke that up, that our record was 750 wins in credit card cases while losing the 15. So if it's a credit card, that I would say yes. But the answers are not what we can do for you, but what can you do for yourself? That's what I'm asking you. Right, don't count on us to do anything. You have to understand this, and you have to train yourself and educate your friends, and then we have a weapon. But don't look for me to do your work. Please study this yourself and learn it.
Why do they always use the word independent judicial system rather than, say, judicial branch?
Well, I'm going to let
Steve
go back, because he's actually worked with lawyers. Steve, what do you think that means, the way he asked that question?
Well, it
sounds
means
about the same change of words from used to be a courthouse, and now it's a judicial center, you know? You got to keep in mind, courthouses are incorporated. They're a corporation, too, just like the fictional U.S. government's a corporation. You got to figure out which one you're operating under. So I
so
don't know
it's
about
a private
as opposed. Well, it's a corporation. They're incorporated. It's a fictional entity.
Independent. What it is a miniature bank too. It's a bank.
Yeah. But is it a bank for the state government or itself?
Well, my advice is that please, we're running out of time, and get a hold of me. Get my book. There's no charge for it, but get my book and study it, then read it, and then we'll talk, and then you'll be able to answer your own questions.
Okay.
And we're going to be there to help you, Ray. We're going to be here to help you. But let's do it the right way is what I'm saying.
Learn how to fish as opposed to fighting fish for you.
Yeah, it's kind of like what Jesus said. You teach a man to fish and he'll eat for life as opposed to just giving him fish. Exactly. That's a good metaphor.
Exactly.
Hey, guys, we're winding up, but we've got a lot of callers today. There's several phone numbers to share with you guys off the air afterwards. And from there, you can get any addresses you need. I just have phone numbers. And Mickey, with your permission, I'll put your phone number in the description for today's archive for the show.
Fine.
Okay. And probably your email, too. And anything for Steve, you can communicate over to him. That'll keep it simple. But I want to thank you guys for being on. I think we've outlined an important topic that people are hungry for. The COVID thing is creating a disruption of our normal thought patterns, making people more anxious, making people feel more insular, more kind of frantic about what to do in many cases. Therefore, long-range thinking, and this requires long-range thinking to solve this banking problem and this foreclosure racket. Long-range thinking tends to suffer when we get into these high-pitched propaganda battles like we have with COVID-19. But my own opinion to complete today's show is that the powers that be want that, and I think that's part of the mind game. See if you guys agree with me or not. They want us thinking about COVID precisely so we won't think about long-range things. I don't think COVID is going to turn out as bad as many think it's going to. We do need to defeat that vaccine. We don't want compulsory vaccination. There are some bad elements to it, but I think we'll prevail because I think a lot of it is just a psyop to try and get Trump out of office despite his imperfections.
Oh, yeah, exactly what that is.
Yeah, despite his imperfections, he does pose something of a threat to a degree, at least to the establishment. They want to take us away from long-range thinking. Let's not let them do that. Let's stick to our guns and solve the ultimate problem. That's the banking problem. But thanks again, guys.
Yeah, Mark.
Thank you,
Mark. Don't forget to call John. Okay.
Oh, no problem. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Mark, for everything. Steve, thanks.
Okay.
Thank
see you guys.
Thank you.
We'll see everybody next time, including tomorrow on the National Intel Report, and soon on my show, Stop the Presses. Have a great night.
We must take America back. We must take America back.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.